When you earn your degree online at Arizona State University, you get everything the nation's most innovative university has to offer. The same internationally recognized faculty, the same nationally ranked programs, the same degree. Learn more at asuonline.asu.edu.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
As seen on your screen with Comfort Fabric Conditioner. Discover your favorite comfort fragrance.
What ain't about me on Today FM is about Maria, who has got her screens big, small, and huge going.
Huge.
And she has loads of things to tell us about. What's on your mind? What's on your screen, Maria?
Well, if you're looking for things to show the kids on a screen.
Yeah.
There are two movies coming out that I think are well worth bringing the kids to.
Okay.
The first one is If. We spoke to John Krasinski last week.
Oh, God. Can I just say If, like, I see a lot of movies. I'm a very lucky boy in my job because I interview a lot of celebrities to go see a lot of movies. And I have enjoyed, I would say, 95% of the movies I've seen this year. I'm so lucky. But If is up there in the top, like, 2% of the movies I've seen.
And the cast is unbelievable because... So it's about a girl who wants to let go of her childhood, and it brings on all of these imaginary friends.
She can see everyone's imaginary friends.
Yeah, it brings on a power that she can see everyone's imaginary friends walking around the place and lost and whatever.
That's the thing. They're looking, because as you get older and you forget your imaginary friend, if you've ever had one, I'm sure as an adult you think now, God, what was my imaginary friend called or whatever. Those imaginary friends, they're still there trying to be your friend, but you're too busy.
You don't see them anymore. You lose the ability.
And they're lonely.
Yeah. So, huge cast. Great movie. Very emotional. So you might have something in your eye.
11 out of 10 for emotion. It's unbelievable. Yep. Definitely enjoy it.
Yeah, so that'll be out this weekend. And then there'll also be preview screenings of the new Garfield movie.
Excellent kids movie, this animated. Big cast in this as well.
Big cast in this, yeah. Like Samuel L. Jackson and
Chris Pratt is Garfield.
Chris Pratt is Garfield, yeah.
Samuel L. Jackson plays his dad, because I think that's okay. I think that's in the trailer.
Yep.
But yeah, he's his dad. Like, there's characters in this that you haven't seen in the Garfield universe before.
No.
And one of them is Jinx.
And Jinx is played by Hannah Waddingham, who you will know from Ted Lasso.
Yes.
She plays Rebecca, isn't it?
That's right.
In Ted Lasso. I am so obsessed with her. I love her so much. And we're going to speak to her this week on the show.
I was going to say, then you must be very excited, because this week we had John Krasinski from If on the show. If you missed that interview, you can listen back anywhere you get your podcast. You can hear that. John Krasinski chatting to me. Well, yeah, this week I'm going to chat to Hannah Waddingham from Ted Lasso.
I love her.
Garfield the movie.
And Kings of Leon, which, by the way, we have tomorrow. They're on the show tomorrow.
Jared's on tomorrow.
To say Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, yes.
You can see my confusion. Garfield the movie will be out for special screenings this weekend, but it will be out for general release the following after.
Okay, right. So If this weekend, the following weekend then for the Garfield movie.
Definitely highly recommended both movies.
Yeah.
Speaking of John Krasinski, I did read a thing on my little screen, being my phone, and I don't know how true it is. Now, I know we spoke ourselves about a spin-off of the US Office that was going to star Donald Gleeson.
So this apparently exists within the universe of Dunder Mifflin, the paper company, and all of that, but it's not about... It's about
that
a news,
office.
It's about
a, new
a newspaper.
Office. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So in the same building.
But it's not Dunder Mifflin. That's what we heard. And Donald Gleeson is supposed to be in that.
Yeah.
But now you've heard more things.
Yeah, and I don't know how true this is, right? So it was just something I saw on my timeline about The Office Returns. And it's going to have 10 new episodes. And it's going to be on Peacock. Now, the picture that came with it looks very generated. So I'm not 100% sure this is a thing, but look, at if it is, then you can say you heard it here first.
Okay, and if you didn't say, Dave and Maria said it mightn't be true.
But it's Jim, who is played by John Krasinski runs The Office. And Dwight is still there. There's still loads of the original cast members.
That's interesting, because if you think about to go back to the Christmas specials of the original UK Office.
Yeah.
It was Gareth, do you remember? That Tim was offered the chance to become CEO or whatever, a general manager, and he went, no, give it to Gareth. And Gareth was loving it, like, you know, and it was absolutely his thing.
Ricky Gervais in the...
So he wasn't... He was working out on the road as a rep for something completely different, but he would come into the office.
Yeah.
And then there was a lovely moment where... he would just come in too often. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't be in
there.
He'd just hang around. Yeah. And then Gareth, who was now the boss, was like, yeah, you should have called. He's like, yeah, I'm not going to call. Yeah, you should have called. I'm not going to call. You should have called. I'm not going to call. It was this wonderful moment.
Well, that's what they're saying is going to happen with this one. And Steve Carell, who plays the boss in the US office.
Okay.
Is going to be calling in every so often or whatever. So, look at, I don't know. If I hear anything more solid, I'll be back on to you.
Okay, so potentially two US office shows. That'd be interesting.
One a spin-off and one a direct sequel. Now, and the last thing I'm going to give you that I saw on my screen helps you, Dave.
Oh, good. Why?
So you came in on Friday with a huge amount of bites on your legs.
Do you know what's worse now? The itchiness has gone now, but now they look super dark red. So now
you look a bit diseased.
I look a bit diseased.
And but especially it didn't put you off wearing shorts.
Well, I was going to say, especially for someone who goes on and on about like not washing his legs, and now I look like I have leg dirt disease. And it's not. I got bitten by a mosquito.
But you can still moisturize your legs even if you don't wash them, can't you?
Look, I should have just worn a tracksuit. Simple as that, Maria.
Well, this I'm going to give you a tip, right?
Okay.
That apparently attracts all the bugs that are flying around like your house.
Okay.
And gets rid of them for you. So you leave this in the kitchen, right? It's a cup. And in the cup, you put half a cup of vinegar.
Right. It's always bloody vinegar. As my Mrs. Tracy says, big vinegar is doing a great job and telling us that, like...
Vinegar does everything.
Vinegar literally does it. What's wrong with you? Vinegar. It'll get on to you. Whatever. Okay, go on.
Half a cup of vinegar, half a cup of olive oil or vegetable oil of some sort, and half a cup of shampoo. Now, I realise I say put this in a cup or a jug. You know,
right, Americans like to measure things in the word cup, which is a sort. Just give us the actual milliliters.
Well, you can't get measuring spoons that are like.
I don't care.
A cup.
I'm not measuring a cup.
It's
called
that.
A cup. Anyway, so anyway, so three amounts of these things.
Yeah, vinegar, olive oil, and shampoo.
In a bowl.
In a bowl in the kitchen, and the bugs absolutely flock to it. So any bug that's kind of flying around your house or whatever will flock to this. And then they have a ball. They have a pool party, basically.
Oh, of course. And the oil is immiscible with the vinegar, I would imagine. So it probably sits on top.
And maybe traps them, I don't know.
Okay.
But I think you should try it. And then
That's great about putting it in the kitchen, right? I get that. Because fruit flies and blue bottles on them. You don't want them near your food. I get all that. However, the mosquitoes in our house have obviously made their homes further up the stairs.
Yeah.
Because it's when I'm asleep at night that they're chewing away on me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to put one of them in every floor. Sorry, I sound like I've got like 10 floors. I just mean we've converted attic.
Can you bring the concoction to the fifth floor, please?
Take the elevator.
Use the dumbwaiter to bring it up.
Okay, I'll put one upstairs, basically what I mean. All right, nice one, Marie. If
it
works, I will give anything a try.
And here, I'm going to give you some like 8-hour cream. Just maybe it'll take the look off.
Give me a pair of pants. Dave Moore. On Today FM. Podcast.